If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Well, good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. We've been doing a deep dive on The Artist's Way, and this week we are continuing week 6, Recovering a Sense of Abundance. And yesterday we talked a lot about God and our expectations from whatever God you may have. And continuing that train of thinking, we are jumping into her section on luxury. In this section, Julia Cameron says, "For those of us who have yearned to be creative, but refuse to feed that hunger in ourselves, so that we become more and more focused on our deprivation, a little authentic luxury can go a long way." The key word here is authentic, because art is born in expansion, in a belief of sufficient supply. It is critical that we pamper ourselves for the sense of abundance it brings to us. Julia asks, what constitutes pampering? And quickly reminds us that it varies depending on the person. Maybe it's tidying up your workspace. Maybe it's a full-on vacation. But all too often, we become blocked and blame it on our lack of money. But that is never an authentic block. The actual block is our feeling of constriction, our sense of powerlessness. Art requires us to empower ourselves with choice. At the most basic level, it means choosing you. It means choosing self-care. She goes on to share stories about some of her popular artist friends who are by all means successful, who end up sacrificing themselves for the work. And by turning the art and the creativity into work, you are again denying yourself luxury and self-care, thus defeating the purpose of getting into a more creative career in the first place. And in my experience, real luxury is a luxury of time. Time to do with what you want in and from your life. When I am my most depressed and exhausted, even if I have extra time, I am spending that time dissociating or distracting myself from the time that I don't have to myself. Even when I got into a creative career, thinking that would fulfill everything for me, I realized it is still my duty to impose luxury, the luxury of time, on myself with intention. Because very quickly, when you make your creative interest a job, it changes from a passion to a chore real quick. The point is, even if you become an artist, you will always have that allure that capitalism has ingrained in us. The, I should be working, or I should be doing more. But as Julia so gracefully puts it, in order to thrive as artists, and one could argue as people, we need to be available to the universal flow. When we put a stopper in our capacity for joy by declining the small gifts of life, we turn aside the larger gifts as well. Even people like her artist friend, who are engaged in long creative works, will find themselves leeching their own souls to find images, returning to past work or tricks, practicing their craft more than enlarging their world and their art. And those of us who have stymied the workflow completely will find ourselves in lives that feel barren and devoid of interest, no matter how many meaningful things that we infuse them with. It's important to figure out what gives you true joy. That is the question to ask when concerning luxury. And each of us will have a very different answer. And honestly, for me, Every day will hold a different answer. Some days, luxury is being able to sleep in. Other days, luxury is fresh, cold fruit because I'm hungover. Other days, it's adding a garnish to my drink because a regular drink just didn't feel luxurious enough. The point is, luxury doesn't always have to mean expensive or costly. According to the dictionary, luxury means the state of great comfort and extravagant living. Typically, an inessential, desirable item, which can cost something or be difficult to obtain. This is why, after camping and being away from running water, a shower can feel luxurious, despite not technically costing you very much in that moment. So instead of thinking high-minded or luxury as expensive and unobtainable, start thinking about what sounds fun but unnecessary. Skipping ahead again, Julia Cameron says, "For many blocked creatives, it takes a little work to even imagine ourselves having luxury. Luxury is a learned practice for many. Blocked creatives are often the Cinderellas of the world, focused on others at the expense of ourselves. We may even feel threatened by the idea of spoiling ourselves for once." Her friend Karen advises, "Don't try to let go of Cinderella. Keep Cinderella, but focus on giving yourself the glass slipper. The second half of that fairy tale is still great." And I love that. We don't have to be a martyr to deserve luxury or success. She says, "What we talk about when we discuss luxury is often a shift in consciousness more than flow. Although as we acknowledge and invite what feels luxurious to us, we may indeed trigger an increased flow. But at the end of the day, creative living requires the luxury of time, which we can start to carve out for ourselves, even if it's in 5-minute intervals here and there." She reminds us that it's good to channel our inner youngster, and often young children have a tendency to claim things as their own. "That's my chair. That's my pen. That's my space. That's my book." Well, designating a few things that are yours and special because they're yours alone can lead you to feeling like you have more of that personal luxury. And it can also guide you towards the things that are important to you. Most of us have a favorite coffee mug, or a favorite outfit for at home, or a favorite spot on the couch. And I think anytime we claim things like that, we are leaning into our personal sense of luxury, even though it often doesn't feel like it. And I'll quote, "Much of what we do in a creative recovery may seem silly. Silly is a defense our wet blanket adult uses to squelch our inner artist child. Beware of the word silly. Because yeah, artist dates are silly. Claiming stuff as your own is silly. But that's kind of the whole point. Creativity lives in a paradox. Serious art is born from serious play." The exercise for this week is called counting. Basically, for a week, you should be discovering how you spend your money. Write down every penny that you spend. It doesn't matter what you buy, what it's for, if it's essential or not. It doesn't matter how tiny the amount is. Write it down. Each day, date a page in your notebook and count what you bought, what you spent, where your money went. Whether for groceries, bills, lunch in a diner, a cab ride, subway fares, donating to somebody. But be meticulous and thorough. This is an exercise of self-observation, not self-criticism or self-flagellation. The longer you do this practice, the more information you'll have on your own values and how they differ from your internal values. You might start to realize that your spending does not reflect what you actually do value in life. And that's if we're lucky. A lot of us are just spending money on essentials, but some of us might be surprised to realize there was more luxury money available before I spent it on activities that made me feel disconnected and avoidant, which is typically my problem. I've often called it the paradox of a good job, where the more money I make, the more stress I tend to have, so the more money I tend to spend on reducing that stress, and the more I need to work at that job I hate, thus perpetuating a cycle of self-hatred, self-loathing, and spending, basically. Tomorrow, we'll wrap up week 6 by sharing the tasks. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Goodbye, cutie.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.